The North Carolina Museum of Art is hosting its first ever design exhibition, featuring the largest and most diverse group of Porsche automobiles ever on display in a U.S. museum. The exhibit features 22 cars from the 1930s to present day. This week, Jared Brumbaugh spoke with Director of Publications and Co-Curator for Porsche by Design, Barbara Wiederman, about the exhibit.
Where did you get the idea for Porsche by Design?
It was sort of a meeting of the minds. Our director, Dr. Lawrence Wheeler, had been getting to know a collector in Durham and understanding the significance of Porsche as an automobile. And at about the same time, I had the opportunity to see their private collection. And we sort of met and discussed the idea of showcasing automotive design in this way at the Art Museum together. And then Dan Neal, who writes for the Wall Street Journal, is the automotive critic there and a Pulitzer Prize winner, is one who recommended to us Ken Gross, the former director of the Peterson Automotive Museum in L.A. And we quickly got in touch with Ken and discussed it with him further, and he became the guest curator for this exhibition.
Usually when you think of art, you're thinking of paintings and sculpture, and you're not really thinking about cars. It's such an interesting form of art.
It's true. I think a lot of the cars in our exhibition are really just aesthetically beautiful forms. They're almost like like the way you'd look at a sculpture. I think you could look at the Type 904 Porsche race/streetcar from the collector in Portland. As a designer, I also think they're kind of fascinating design stories in the sense that, unlike a fine artist, when you're a designer, you're working with a team of, you know, engineers, finance people, production people, all working together to get something done, to get it done in time, to get it brought in under the right price. Doesn't always turn out to be a beautiful art object, and we all can think of cars that probably are not that way, but when they do become these stunning aesthetic things that you just love to drive and love to look at, then I think they're really worth celebrating.
Now, there will be a total of 22 cars on display, but there are some highlights to this exhibit. Can you talk about Steve McQueen's iconic Porsche Speedster from 1958?
Oh, I love that car. It's just a beauty. There were only about 3,000 of them made. Chad McQueen lent us that car. His father, Steve McQueen, was quite a race car driver in his own right. Probably, I would say, preferred racing to acting at times, and made a beautiful race movie called Le Mans. But anyway, Chad inherited that beautiful black Speedster convertible, and he was kind enough to lend it to the exhibition. He was here to celebrate with us for the opening of the exhibition, and he asked us to send him pictures because he's going to miss the car so much.
Now, the exhibit also includes a rare Type 804 Formula One race car. Can you tell me about that one?
That one is fascinating as well because for 1 year only, Porsche went into Formula One level racing. The rules changed. The FIA, changes over time, and Ferry Porsche and his team decided that Porsche probably could potentially win races. They developed this 8-cylinder engine. They built only 4 of these cars in total, and so it's pretty special to have one. They're not seen very often, so to have one from a collector in Reno in the exhibition is a coup, and we're very excited about it.
Also on display, Janis Joplin's psychedelic Porsche on loan from the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and Museum. Can you talk about that one?
Yeah, she bought that car used, and then she had a roadie paint the car for her in psychedelic colors, and he kind of went wild and did all kinds of things, that, including a little picture of the band in one corner and mountain scenes in another and rainbows and flowers, and it's just really fun and very visually of its time. It is actually standing in our West Building, which is where our permanent collection is housed, so it's in there amidst the permanent collection of the state of North Carolina, and it's a showstopper.
Now, I certainly have an appreciation for classic cars, but I love the new technology and today's cars, and I understand the Porsche GT3R race car that's part of the exhibit implements some of that modern innovation.
That is correct. That is actually a concept car, and it was literally in the R&D department at Porsche until just before the exhibition opened, when it was turned over to the Porsche Museum and they loaned it to us. So it has a flywheel where the passenger seat would be that, as you're braking, collects power and then sends that power back out as you come out of a turn. It also has a gasoline engine. So it is a hybrid car that was used sort of as a rolling laboratory for the R&D department at Porsche.
How's the turnout been so far? Has this been a really successful exhibit at the museum?
We have seen a lot of new faces, which is another goal always for us to reach out to all of all North Carolinians with our exhibitions. We are on target for around 100,000 visitors, and that, of course, is very significant, and we're very excited about that.
Barbara Wiederman is the Director of Publications and co-curator for the Porsche by Design exhibit. Thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
On January 24th through the 27th, there will be a Hoods Up event at the museum where some of the car's engines and interiors can be viewed. If you'd like more information on the Porsche by Design exhibit, go to publicradioeast.org and click on events.